Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice on pain management at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so the other big talking point today, as you will have heard in various news and on papers, and you may have seen the video, Kate Middleton has revealed that she is undergoing treatment for cancer, a preventative chemotherapy, I think it's been characterised as. Jenny Bond, Royal Commentator, is on the line. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
So what can you tell us about the announcement the Princess of Wales made last night? What do we know?
Well, it was incredibly shocking, I think. Suddenly, we were told in the mid-afternoon, I got wind of the fact that it was going to be a big announcement at 6 o'clock. And I thought, whatever can this be? And it was Catherine. Catherine herself broadcasting in person to the nation and explaining what so many people have wanted to know, why she has been absent for considerable time from the public scene, and telling us exactly what was the matter with her, which is cancer, sadly. And it was reassuring in some ways that she said she'd told her children she was doing well, she was getting stronger every day, and she was going to be okay. But this is clearly a very serious setback for her and a tremendous shock, as she said, to her whole family.
So the reaction to it then, I think some people were thinking, Jenny, is it right that this young mother had to be put out sitting on a bench, kind of explaining herself and explaining her private business to people? Or is that just the nature of being a member of the royal family?
No, I think it was outrageous, actually. I think we as a society, and particularly the trolls on social media, have forced her into this situation where she had to explain herself. I've been saying in recent days, I mean, what do we want her to do? Do we want her to stand in front of the palace, rip her clothes off and show us her scar? Well, you know, figuratively, that's almost what we have bullied into making her do. She has very charmingly explained that she is suffering from cancer, she's having preventative chemotherapy, and that her concern throughout these weeks has been to shield her young children, aged 10, 8 and 5, and to explain to them in an appropriate way, as she put it, what is going on with their mother. I mean, this is a member of the royal family, but this is a family in trouble we're talking about.
And there has been indeed a huge backlash to the coverage and the online discussion over the last while, hasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I've been appalled by what I've read on social media. It's been vicious, hurtful rubbish, unfounded, ridiculous rumours that have been peddled. And to my horror, the mainstream media in the recent couple of weeks have started reporting that media frenzy, social media frenzy, which I think gave it the oxygen of publicity. And almost I felt that the mainstream media have started being led by the nose by social media. And we cannot have that as serious journalists. And I think it increased the pain and the hurt for Catherine and her family. Not that they sit there scrolling through social media, but obviously they are informed of what's going on. Yeah. And I think essentially, as a community, we've managed to bully her into appearing, performing for us in front of the camera when she clearly is looking very fragile, very pale, but as dignified as anyone possibly could be in this situation.
So Harry and Meghan were among the many people, world leaders, everyone who released a statement last night. Did you read anything interesting into their statement?
It was very brief. They wished her health and healing and peace and privacy. Those were the four key words in a very, very short statement. I think they are in a situation where they would be damned whatever they did. If they'd written, you know, loads of loving stuff, they'd say, well, everyone would say, you know, hang on, you know, what have you been saying in the past? I think we just accept that they have contacted the his brother, William and Catherine. I don't know if they've had a private communication as well, but at least they put out a statement. I think we got. But also, I think let's not make this about Meghan and Harry. This is not about Meghan and Harry. This is about Catherine and William. And William, think of William. His mother died in a car crash. His brother is estranged. His father has cancer. And now his wife is battling cancer as well. What pressure that man is under.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what you'd have to think is that, I mean, I know myself that you can love and hate your brothers with a passion that is kind of unique, but it also can flip in 1 second between one and the other. And you, as you outline William's situation there, their father with cancer, his wife now ill, what they've been through together, you would think, like, what a guy needs at a time like that is his brother, isn't it?
Yes, but fortunately he's got the Middleton family, who are very close, Catherine's family, and Catherine's own brother went on Instagram and put out a lovely picture of Catherine and him as children and said, we've climbed many mountains together and as a family we will climb this one together. So William is very close to his in-laws and he does have that support network, as well, of course, as his father. And the King put out a statement last night saying, praising his daughter-in-law and saying he was so proud of her and he's been in close communication, he says. I mean, the two of them undoubtedly have, you know, they can give one another comfort because they're both going through chemotherapy and both have cancer.
Do you think the palace handled all this well and do you think they've got control of the situation now?
Well, there's been so much talk about the void that was left by the absence of information and how that vacuum was filled with all this nonsense from social media trolls. And perhaps in this day and age, there will have to be a reset, a rethink. But we also talk about the palace as if it's some kind of autonomous authority deciding what happened. The palace, or the courtiers, the press office, they put out what the principals, in this instance, William and Catherine, want to be put out. They, you know, it's Catherine and William have been calling the tune on this one. And they wanted privacy and they didn't want to be backed into a corner when they had to explain everything, especially with their three young children at school and other schoolmates would hear and see and learn about it. So that's why the timing of the statements was last night. And that's because the school has broken up now for Easter holidays. So they can be cocooned together as a little family away from all public eyes, probably in Norfolk, I imagine, where they have a home, and just try to have some normality for the children, which absolutely is the priority for William and Catherine.
Absolutely. Before you go, in terms of where this leaves the firm as an outfit, as a working outfit and everything. So we have now this kind of more slimmed down version of the royal family. But it does mean that if there are a few key players out of commission, it means there aren't enough working royals, does it?
No, they are very, very thin on the ground. And the Queen, Camilla, has been really stepping up to the plate. She's taken on a big workload. She's been all over the place recently, been in Northern Ireland, as you'll know, and she's been at the Isle of Man, all around the country. She's 76 she's doing her best whilst being clearly very worried about her own husband and her stepdaughter-in-law. Yeah, they are thin on the ground. I think we've just got to get used to that. I think there must be no pressure whatsoever should be put on either Catherine or William to take up full-time royal duties. And if it takes a year or two or three, then that's what must be allowed to happen now.
Okay, Jenny Bond, royal commentator, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.